Is there anything more incredible, more colourful, more beautiful than the sight of the Mardi Gras Indians on the streets of our city? Those who follow this unique folk art make a point to find them on their Super Sundays. But if you missed those, and even if you didn't, you should know there's just one more sighting opportunity coming up, the West Fest in Algiers on Sunday, April 21st.
For me, it's a calling.
That's Tyrone Casby, big chief of the Mohawk Hunters and a longtime administrator and educator with the Orleans Parish school system. He was born and raised on the West Bank and has never left.
When I was like 4 or 5 years old, I had an older brother that participated in the culture. My great uncle, Frank Casby, is the guy who actually started it in Algiers. He was a traveler, of course, so he may have picked it up on the East Bank, and by living on the West Bank, he started it there, and it's been going on ever since.
Tyrone Casby comes from a large family, 7 brothers and 7 sisters, and he has children and grandchildren of his own. So keeping an Indian gang going on the West Bank has always been a family venture. But it's more than that for Tyrone Casby, who, with the exception of his years away at college and a Katrina hiatus, has been the chief of the Mohawk Hunters for almost 30 years.
First put on a suit in 1967, I would say. My mom wanted to beat me because I used my church pants, nice black shirt she had bought for to go to Easter Sunday with and put marabou on it, you know. And from there it grew. But then I went off to school, but in 1980 I became the big chief. And I've been carrying it strong ever since. I think I've only missed maybe 1 year.
Historians of the Mardi Gras Indians' origins generally agree on one basic theme, that it is a combination of African tradition and Native American custom, a way for African Americans to express themselves on Carnival Day in a city that did not always welcome their participation.
I was told and taught that the Mardi Gras Indians is a community, so it should remain in your community. A lot of times I was asked to, hey man, let's take the tribe across the river. No, I don't think so. We're going to stay here in Algiers and take care of Algiers. And then when the Super Sundays came to play, we started masking in the Super Sundays. So if anybody want to see us on the East Bank, we'll see us at Super Sundays. And then anybody on the East Bank who want to see the West Bank, they could come over to our Super Sunday.
Regardless whether the tribes on our streets are from uptown, downtown, or the West Bank, they all make their intricately constructed suits the same way.
One bead at a time. And I, like I said, for me, you know, I really like to live the tradition of new suit. And I sew one bead at a time, and I pass that on to my kids, and I pass it on to any other individuals who mass within the tribe. Guys, you got to make a new suit. You know, I mean, because you can't get caught up in what you make. If it comes to you, and it's pretty to you, it's your suit. You know, and that's the way I was taught. And over the last 10 years, if I get an idea in my head, and my son's an artist, well, he's not an artist, but he likes to draw. I give him that thought, and he puts it together, and I look at it and say, okay. And then I take that one bead starting like October. By Mardi Gras Day, I'm ready.
While the city's various tribes can be identified by educated observers for the different styles of their beading or headdresses, some nods to a common tradition can be found in almost all of them.
In my tribe, I have a moss man, I have a skeleton guy, I have them all, because all of those individuals masked in the community in different costumes. But the spy boy, flag boy, you have a gang flag who's responsible for everything within the gang. You could have a first chief, a second chief, and so on and so on. But there's always one big chief.
So if you want one more glimpse of this unique cultural celebration, come to downtown Algiers on Sunday, April 21st. There you'll find the West Bank's Mohawk Hunters, who, joined by guest maskers from the East Bank tribes, will strut their stuff one more time before tearing down this year's suits so they can begin constructing next year's costumes. For more information on Tyrone Casby's Mohawk Hunters and Algiers West Fest, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin. I'm a big chief, I got them talking. Got my squad right from outside. My spy boy just been crying. My flag boy is full of fire. My whole tribe's a happy.